सहनावतु
सहनावतु
सहनोभुनक्तु
सहनोभुनक्तु
सहवीर्यं करवावहै
सहवीर्यं करवावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
नमो नमः गुड इवनिंग गुड आफ्टरनून फ्रॉम वेर एवर यू आर जॉइनिंग वी हैव कवर्ड फाइव शांति मंत्र इन वेदास टू गिव ए क्विक इंट्रो वेदा मीन्स नॉलेज विद विद इज द रूट ऑफ वेदा विद मीन्स टू नो and from vid vidyarthi has come from vid veda has come from vid vedanta has come from vid vidwan has come vidwams from that is all is connected to knowledge the veda vedas there is no author of your veda vedas are eternal When it is eternal, there is no author. It is an eternal knowledge. And in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Vedanta Krit Veda Videva Chaham. I have Vedanta Krit and it has come out of me like I am eternal. The Veda also is eternal. Only I know the meaning of Vedas fully. It is fully And whenever the knowledge, the world is sustained on knowledge. When the knowledge is not there, only ignorance is there. Ignorance results in chaos in the world, resulting in war and living becomes impossible when knowledge is not there. When knowledge is not there, time to time, Bhagavan appears or appears, he sends somebody to sustain the knowledge. Without knowledge, our life becomes meaningless. Meaningless, we think most of us, we have gone overseas, back in India also, more than West now. In India, making money is only the goal. There is no purpose in life. Making the money alone is the driver. Making the money alone is the driver. There is no happiness. People have seen crime rate also increased. And in India, as people lost touch with the knowledge, making money associates with all bad habits leading to self-destruction. The Bhagavan says, knowledge sustains us. Knowledge sustains us and Vedavyasa, one such incident in the past, Veda, the knowledge was lost. At that time, Vedavyasa appeared and he gave the knowledge. He gave the knowledge to us. Vedavyasa gave Veda, he classified the Veda for ease of understanding. Into Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda. And he asked his four students to propagate those Vedas. He gave the Rig Veda, to it's Sumantu. Yajur Veda he gave it to Vaishampayana. Sama Veda he gave it to and Jaimini and Atharva Veda to who was that?
Paila.
Jaimini. Paila Rigveda and Sumantu. Sumantu and he asked them to propagate that one. He asked people to propagate from Vaishyam. We have covered the Yajurveda. We talked about the introduction of earlier, only one Yajurveda was there. It was called as one Yajurveda. When Vaishampayana's one of the students, Yajnavalkya, broke away, he started what is called Shukla Yajurveda to convey there is another Yajurveda. Original one was called as Krishna Yajurveda. Why Krishna? Because Krishna Dvaipayana. It has come from Krishna Dvaipayana. Vedavyasa's another name, it is Krishna Dvaipayana. Vaishampayana, the Yajnavalkya, he contemplated on Surya and got the Shukla Yajurveda out of Yajnavalkya. That is to differentiate Shukla and Krishna Yajurveda. There is a two classification in Yajurveda, two classification. One second. And as I mentioned, Vaishampayana Yajurveda, Sumantu was he gave the spreading of the Rigveda to Jaimini. Rigveda, Paila was given the Rigveda, Jaimini for Samaveda, and who was that? Vaishampayana for Yajurveda. The two four classification, each Veda Anta, each Veda is talking about ultimate. Vedas have two classification. One is Karma Yoga, second is Jnana Yoga. Karma Yoga, the ritualistic part. Ritualistic part, the culmination is knowledge. That is why it is called as Veda Anta. The purpose of what Veda is talking about, Veda Anta, is the knowledge. For a jnani, one who realizes, then for the jnani, even doing the karma also, ritual also is a jnana karya. For an ignorant person, ritual for doing the, in the Upanishad, it talks about while doing the karma kanda, you must understand the why you are doing. Not mechanically, if you are doing so much of havan, he says you should have good ventilation. Otherwise, you will die out of smoke inhalation. You should know, you should not end up only doing the havan to the breathe only the smoke. You should know the meaning behind the karma. The karma, kar means action, ma means knowledge. Even to do the karma yoga, karma kanda, without knowledge you can't do. You need the knowledge to do the karma yoga also. Karma yoga, karma kanda, and karma kanda, karma is a ritualistic. To get the people motivated into this path, initially you ask them to do something. When they start doing, when they get appetite for that one, then you can talk about knowledge. To begin with, if you talk about knowledge, it may not appeal to all. For example, Satyanarayan Puja. Why you have to do, there is no knowledge. It talks about if you don't do, God will become very angry and he will give you the shapa. Out of fear, at least I start. When I start knowing that one, how can God become angry? So, the Satyanarayana Puja story, it is a story for the children. We are at the age of 70 also, we want to hear the same story. God becomes angry, he he took away and he gave. And as we progress, that story no longer appeals. For a jnani, jnani also does the Satyanarayana Puja, but not interested in, I'm scared and God will be angry. And jnani, he is doing that one as an offering to the Lord. not expecting anything. For ordinary householders, it is, if I don't do, God will be very angry. That is in similar to what all the other religions on the world is there. They are talking about God will be very angry if you don't do. The story of Satyanarayan Puja, it is good initially for the children. Children who has embarked on the path. But for a jnani, those stories no longer allures the jnani to perform the Satyanarayan Puja. Jnani even does the Satyanarayan Puja not for the story, but for as an offering to the Lord. Offering to the Lord. And in the Vedas have the three sections. One is called as Brahmana. It's a knowledge part. Aranyaka is a reflection part. And Upanishad. Upanishad. We talked about Upanishad. Upanishad means Upavishat. Upa means come close to the teacher and sit next to the teacher with the keenness to learn. That is Upanishad. Why Upanishad is required? Upa means high. In order to, in English, Upa has become up. To go higher in my life, I have to learn the knowledge part. The proximity of the teacher. I cannot understand this one by myself. In Rigveda has one main Upanishad. It is Maha Aitareya Upanishad. I will come to that one maybe next week. And in Krishna Yajurveda, the two Upanishads, main Upanishad, Kataka Upanishad and the Taittiriya Upanishad. And the 11th one, out of 10 main Upanishad, 11th one, Taittiriya Upanishad also. These three are prominent in Krishna Yajurveda. In Shukla Yajurveda, it has come out through Yajnavalkya, Ishavasya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Samaveda, it comes two Upanishads, Chandogya and Talavakara. And Atharva Veda has three Upanishads, Mundaka, Manduka, and Shat Prashna Upanishad. Each Upanishad starts with Shanti Mantra and ends with Shanti Mantra. Shanti means, as I mentioned last week, Sha Anta, bliss, peak of the bliss. We have to have a peace of mind in the to understand the Upanishad, you need a concentration. If you have a disturbed mind, you cannot understand the Upanishad. For that one, we need peace. Peace in me, around me, and peace far and away. Everywhere peace should be there, so that with a focused mind, I can contemplate on Upanishad. Upanishad, the three-level shanti, one is Adi Adhyatmik. In me, I should have peace. In around me, Adi Bhautik, Adi Bhuta, around me. The great elements should not trouble me. It's Adi Bhautik and Adi Daivik. And so from unseen source, I should not get any unexpected, the trouble I should not get from unseen side. And in around me and in me, I should have a peace of mind. And we started with the Krishna Yajurveda. Repeat the Shanti Mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu.
Om Sahana Vavatu.
Sahano Bhunaktu.
Sahano Bhunaktu.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
It is talking about sahana. Na means together. It's no shanti mantra is individual prayer. It is prayer for everyone. Saha, together. Na means we all. Bhavatu, may we coexist together. Sahano bhunaktu, may we all get nourished well. Sahaviryam karavavahai, may we together accomplish great things. Tejasvinavadhitamastu, may our accomplishments be known everywhere. May more and more people get inspired by our actions. At the same time, may we not despise each other. May we work as a team. The second mantra we learnt, Om Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha.
Shanno Vishnu Rurukramaha. Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi. Shanno Vishnuru Rukramaha.
Shanno Vishnuru Rukramaha.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Tanma avatu
satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Tanma avatu.
Tanma avatu.
Tadvaktaram avatu.
Tadvaktaram avatu.
Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Om shanti shanti shantihi.
Om shanti shanti shantihi.
And Shukla Yajurveda, to give an introduction, Yajnavalkya, through him, there is a discussion between Yajnavalkya had two wives. One is Maitreyi, second one is Katyayini. Younger one Katyayini. Once he told his wives, he would equally share his property to them and go to forest for tapas. Tapas, when go to forest for contemplating on higher things. Katyayini, his second wife, she accepted that offer. And she decided to look after the ashram. Many children were there. She did not oppose. And the first wife, Maitreyi said, "What you are giving, if the whole earth full of wealth is mine, with the you have given the property 50%. If the whole earth becomes mine, will I get immortality through that one?" He asked that question. You are giving that one, will I get immortal? Immortal. For that, Yajnavalkya said, "Sorry, that wealth, it won't give you immortality. It will fill your belly. Apart from that one, you cannot get the immortality." Then Maitreyi said, "Then what shall I do with that one? If it is giving, only feeding my belly, and it won't give me the immortality, and I want only the immortality. Please tell me, show me the wealth. Having acquired that one, I will get the immortality. I am interested in that one." Yajnavalkya was so pleased. The people who are aspiring for knowledge are always rare. People looking for the wealth if there is a seminar on how to become a millionaire, and if the seminar at 8 o'clock in some town hall will be full. Everyone wants to become a millionaire. But if somebody says, I will talk about the higher science, nobody is there. But Yajnavalkya said to his wife, I am so pleased. I knew you are interested in this one. And come, sit. I will explain how to meditate. Meditate on that one, that wealth which gives the immortality. He talked about Navare Pati Kamaya Pati Priyo Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Pati Priyo Bhavati Navare Jayate Kamaya Jaya Priya Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Jaya Priyo Bhavati Navare Putranam Kamaya Putra Priyo Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Putra Priyo Bhavati Navare Vittasya Kamaya Vittam Priyam Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Vittam Priyam Bhavati Navare Brahmana Kamaya Brahma Priya Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Brahma Priyam Bhavati Navare Kshatrasya Kamaya Kshatram Priyam Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Kshatram Priyam Bhavati Navare Lokanam Kamaya Loka Priya Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Loka Priya Bhavati Navare Devanam Kamaya Deva Priyam Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Deva Priyam Bhavati Navare Bhutanam Kamaya Bhutani Priyani Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Atma Bhutani Priyani Bhavati Navare Sarvasya Kamaya Sarvam Priyam Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Sarvam Priyam Bhavati Atma Vare Drashtavyo Shrotavyo Mantavyo Nididasitavyo Maitreyi Atmano Vare Darshani Shravanena Matya Vijnanenam Sarvam Viditam. He talks about the husband becomes dear to wife not because she likes husband, but she gets happiness for herself. For her sake, she likes the husband. Why husband likes a wife not for the wife's sake, but for one's own sake. He gets happiness in that one. And the parents like their children not for the children's sake. They get the happiness out of that one. Atmanastu. And we like money not for the money. Money is inert. But we get happy. We want to work so hard making the money. Get up and run in search of money. Come back. Eat and sleep and get more money. More money. Why? Money is not saying get me. But I get happiness out of that one. And we acquire knowledge not for the sake of knowledge, but for our sake. We want to do some work. Portfolio we want to increase. Not for the portfolio's sake, but for our sake. And we want to have a big friend circle, not for the sake of friends, but for ourselves. If you are taking a group photo in a friend circle, you want to know whether you are there. If they send you 100 photos, you are looking for where you are. In case in that group photo, if you are not missing, you will delete that one. And you worship so many divine beings, not for the sake of divine beings, but for your own happiness. and kamaya, it is for whatever dear we say. They are very important, we say. Nobody is important except myself. For myself, Sri the Yajnavalkya says, to understand that one, the deeper, what it is talking about, you need to go to a teacher. Guru is required. How to understand Atma Vare Drashtavyo, to experience that one, Shrotavyo, to see, experience, to hear, Mantavyo, contemplate on that one, and established in that one, you need a teacher. You need to Drashtavyo, one who has experienced this one, approach him, Drashtavyo, Shrotavyo, you hear, one Drashtavyo, one who has heard about this one, you hear, hear that one, contemplate on that one again and again, meditate upon them and establish in that one, hearing, reflecting and meditation on these are must to understand what I am saying. The source of joy is not in the object. Is the source of joy is not in the object, the source of joy is within. Everyone, whatever we do in our life, the Brihadaranyaka says, in search of happiness. We do community work, community social service, we do charity, we go to a soccer match, we go to a cricket match, and we go to work, and whatever we do, we want to be happy. In search of happiness, we are going everywhere in search of that happiness, but mistakenly we think that object will give us the happiness. The outer things are giving the happiness. We think that is the what it is making me happy. Happiness is not there. Whatever, when we see the happiness outside, it is a time-bound happiness. What Yajnavalkya is telling, Maitreyi asked the question, the whole earth, if you given, it is, will they give the happiness, lasting happiness? He said, no, whatever object you see, it is a time-bound happiness. Time-bound happiness, for the source of happiness, Yajnavalkya says, inside, seek within. Seek within. When you experience that happiness, whatever is the outer things, you will experience. He talks about, gives an example like a drum. When the drum in different pitches are played, or a conch is blown and in different pitches, or veena is played through 7 strings. Veena you played, though different pitch sound comes, the player knows the sound is coming from veena. The focus is on the sound, though conscious various sound is coming. When you know it is coming from conch, you are settled. When you know the sound is, the bass sound is from the drum or from the conch or from the veena, you get stability in your life. If you think only the strings are responsible for the sound, you're forgetting the veena, you won't understand properly. That is what we are all doing. Yajnavalkya said, by going to a restaurant, I'm getting happy. It's like thinking one string of veena is responsible for the sound. I have forgotten the veena. I think going to a restaurant, I'm happy. Having a coffee, I'm happy. Thinking that one, it is like thinking from one pitch, one string, other thing. Yajnavalkya tells Maitreyi, the base of everything is God. He is there within. Go within, seek within, connect within, you will realize whatever you may have abundance in life, or at times you may not, like when we went to Himalayas, we couple of days we were in the tent also, whether in the tent or in the 5-star hotel, your happiness has not changed. Otherwise, in the tent, I am very sulking, complaining. In the 5-star hotel, I am happy. Yajnavalkya says, go within, seek within. When you experience that one, irrespective of your outer mode, you will be happy. Yajnavalkya tells that one in the Shukla Yajurveda. The Shrotavyo, Mantavyo, Nididhyasitavyo, Shrotavyo, develop appetite for hearing. When the knowledge is available, open up your ears and pay attention. When the knowledge is available, that is the first point to understand the higher sense. If you are, have a appetite for hearing, that person is on the track for freedom. Those who do not have appetite to hear, they cannot move towards the freedom in life. Moksha, what Maitreyi asked. Maitreyi asked, what is the path to liberation? The Yajnavalkya says, first is Shrotavyo. You have to have appetite for listening. Shrotavyo, Mantavyo. Mantavyo means Matana. You should be able to reflect on that one again and again. Nididhyasitavyo means implementing in your life and getting established through meditation. What you hear, good things, what are relevant to your life, you reflect on that one and implement in your life. Yajnavalkya tells to Navare, that he talks about to his wife, first develop this one, this Upadesha to his wife. She decided to forsake the outer wealth, and she saw the limitation of outer wealth, and she wanted to acquire the lasting wealth. And in the Shukla Yajurveda, we covered three mantras. Om Asatoma,
Om Asatoma,
Sadgamaya,
Sadgamaya,
Tamasoma,
Tamasoma,
Jyotirgamaya,
Jyotirgamaya,
Mrityurma,
Mrityurma,
Amritangamaya,
Amritangamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
The Asat and Sadgamaya, outer wealth. The whole life I am spending only on outer wealth is Asat. Sadgamaya, Asat means unreal. Unreal, it cannot give the lasting happiness. Like Maitreyi and Yajnavalkya's discussion, Sadgamaya, can I move towards the permanent? Not right from morning till evening, working and toiling, no inner enrichment, only outer accumulation, it won't bring in lasting happiness. Though Australia is a prosperous country, the depression, anxiety is quite high because not spending enough time for inner enrichment. Only the mind set on only outside, what Yajnavalkya says, outside things won't give you the lasting happiness. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, the tamas to moving from tamas to Jyoti, we have to go. Tamasic tendency. If you do not go towards the light, if you do not go to the light, darkness will envelope you. Darkness wants to consume you. Unless you start moving towards the light, the darkness will come. Darkness, Kali is called as a tamas. Tamaso ma, tamasic guna, laziness, lethargyness. Tamas, if I am not interested to do anything, I will be very laid back, lazy, physically lazy, mentally sluggish, no inner enrichment. Tamas, I should not be a couch potato, I should be dynamic, the brilliant. Jyotirgamaya, Mrityorma Amritangamaya, from the anxiety, fear, may I move towards what my Maitreya asked. Will the all this wealth will give me the freedom, moksha? He said, no, may I move towards the freedom. Freedom, and the next one we learnt, Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavato.
Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavato.
Sarvesham Shantir Bhavato.
Sarvesham Shantir Bhavato.
Sarvesham Purnam Bhavato.
Sarvesham Purnam Bhavato.
Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavato.
Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavato.
It is talking about Sarvesha means all. May all, praying for everyone. May everyone be swasti. Swasti means everyone be contented and be healthy. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavato, may everyone have peace. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavato, may there should not any feeling of inadequacy. When the feeling of inadequacy leads to jealousy. Jealousy, then hatred goes. May everyone feel adequate in their life. Sarvesham, may there be mangala, may there be auspicious everywhere. Auspiciousness everywhere. That also we learnt. And another one, Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet.
Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet.
And it is talking about Sarve Sham, Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. It's a mantra, it's Shukla Yajurveda, again comes this one in Brihadaranyaka. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, may everyone be happy. Happy in their lives. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Amaya means sickness. Niramaya means may there be, the vision. Vision is, may everyone, the world should be without any disease. Niramayaha, praying that, it's a pray, it can be a slogan also, may the world be without any disease. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, may everyone find stability in their life. People working, they are complaining, whether I have enough money for retirement, feeling of inadequacy. People, even at the age of 60, they don't want to retire. They say, I want to work up to 70, 80. I may not have enough. There is no Bhadrate. There is no Bhadra in our life. Feeling insecure. Insecure all the time. They may everyone feel security in their life. And ma kaschit dukkha bhag bhavet. Ma kaschit, may nobody suffer in any way. We have seen up to here. And another mantra. Om Purnamada.
Om Purnamada.
Purnamidam.
Purnamidam.
Purnat.
Purnat.
पूर्णमुदच्यते
पूर्णमुदच्यते
पूर्णस्य
पूर्णस्य
पूर्णमादाय
पूर्णमादाय
पूर्णमेव
पूर्णमेव
अवशिष्यते
अवशिष्यते
इट्स पूर्ण पूर्ण अद अद मीन्स् औट्सैड् पूर्ण ओम पूर्ण अद अद मीन्स् औट्सैड् इस् भगवान् लॉर्ड इस् कम्प्लीट् औट्सैड् पूर्ण इदम् ही इस् कम्प्लीट् वितिन् आल्सो गॉड इस् नॉट् इन्कम्प्लीट् ही इस् आल्वेस् कम्प्लीट् Inside he is complete, outside is complete. So, why too, he is, if it is complete, we cannot say why inside and outside. Antar bahischa tat sarvam vyapyanarayana sthitaha. He is there outside and inside. Inside also is there, outside also is there. He is Vyapya Narayana. He is both inside and outside. He is inside an ant also. He is there in the elephant also. He is complete within the elephant. He is complete within an ant. He is complete, but because according to the container, ant's container is small, he releases energy according to the container. Elephant is a big container. His energy, he expresses more energy. For us, what it is talking about, you, unlike other animals, animals do not have the mind. They work on a mechanically. Elephant knows what it can do. But humans are the top of the evolution. The humans, there is no limit. Not to put a limit on yourself that you will do only this much. The power of mind, power of humans, immense, immense. It is talking about, unlike animals, you think great. Sky is the limit. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnam Udachyate. If you add this inside Purna to outside complete, still complete remains. It cannot become too complete. If it is becoming too complete, means he is incomplete. Always complete and Purnasya, Purnamadaya. If you subtract outside complete with me. God in me is separate. If I say God in you is different and I fight over you. My religion is different. Your religion is different. My faith is great. My God is better than your God. If I subtract my God from your God. This Upanishad talks about I may be fighting. If I subtract, still God is complete. He is not conditioned by the opinions of ours. He is always complete. He is not conditioned. I may be fighting my God, your God, but he is not dependent on my opinion. He is always complete. Purna asya purna madaya. He Purnameva Avashishyate. He alone, he is complete, complete alone remains. In the given the example, Bhagavan Sri Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita, in the sea on the rainy day, rivers from all directions enter into the ocean, still ocean is complete. In the summer, no river water is coming, still ocean is complete. So, gives an example that way. God is not dependent on what is coming inside. He is not becoming big, or when no water is coming, he is becoming small. ಅಪೂರ್ಯಮಾಣಂ ಅಚಲ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಂ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಮಾಪ ಪ್ರವಿಶಂತಿ ಯದ್ವತಂ ತದ್ವತ್ ಕಾಮಾಯಂ ಪ್ರವಿಶಂತಿ ಸರ್ವೇ ಸ ಶಾಂತಿ ಮಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ನ ಕಾಮ ಕಾಮಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ನೆಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕೀಪ್ ಆನ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಪೂವರ್ ಹೌ ಲಕ್ಕಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಹೌ ಲಕ್ಕಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ರಿಪೀಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಫೀಲ್ ದ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಪತಂಜಲಿ ಯೋಗ ಸೂತ್ರ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ನಿಯಮಸ್ ಸಂತೋಷ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಂತೋಷ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಂತೋಷ ಲೈಕ್ ಐ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಆನ್ ಗೀತಾ ಜಯಂತಿ ಮಾ ಶುಚಃ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಅರ್ತ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೈನಿಂಗ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಲೆಸ್ಲಿ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಲೀವ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಮದ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಕಂ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ 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 ನಾಟ್ ಕೀಪ್ ಆನ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿಂಜಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪಾರ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಟು ಮೀ ವೈ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡನ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಐ ಸೇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಂತೋಷ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಿವನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ಯು ಮೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಮೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಡಿಸರ್ವ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಕಂಪೇರ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಇನ್ ದ ದಿಸ್ ಶಾಂತಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಓಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವ ಅವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ
ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ
ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ಆನ್ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಕೀ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೈಕಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಮೈತ್ರೇಯಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ವೆರಿ ವೈಫ್ ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕೀನ್ ಆನ್ ಅಕ್ವೈರಿಂಗ್ ದ ನಾಲೇಜ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಗುರು ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಥರ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಾಲೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವೈಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ವಿತಿನ್ ಸೀಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಒನ್ ವೆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಗಾಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಒನ್ whatever everyone becomes dear to you when you do not have discovered the happiness within nobody is dear to you everyone becomes a villain to you discover the happiness within when it is there everyone becomes dear may it be husband wife children friends your job your colleagues everyone becomes dear to you when you have not discovered the happiness within seen that one within everyone becomes your enemy